famosos serán esos pimientos, digo yo. ¿Habitas con jabón? Fácil para la tecnología. You live with ham. O sea, tú habitas, yo habito. Todos, por lo visto, habitamos con jamón. Pues, es verdad, supongo. ¿Quién querrá vivir sin jamón? Fino tío Pepe. Thin Uncle Joseph. Bueno, sí le noto un poco más delgado al tío últimamente. Y ya lo más legendario, rape a la marinera. Rape sailor style. O sea, violación al estilo marinero. Bueno, no creo yo. Estos son ejemplos curiosos, divertidos, pero miles de escritos importantes salen de España con errores importantes. La palabra escrita lleva más la imagen de una persona o de una empresa que la palabra hablada. No se la juegue cuando se trate de traducir algo importante. Confíe en los profesionales. Confíe en Vaughan. Vaughan Translations. Una clase de inglés Vaughan no es igual que las otras clases de inglés. En una clase de inglés Vaughan el tiempo se optimiza al máximo. Cada minuto cuenta para tu empresa y cada minuto cuenta para tu inglés. Es una cuestión de pura matemática. Cuanto más practiques las estructuras esenciales del idioma, más confianza tendrás al usarlas en la vida real y más eficaz serás comunicándote en inglés. En este mundo globalizado, comunicar con eficacia es un sine qua non del éxito. A través de las clases presenciales o clases de videoconferencia, Vaughan hará que marques la diferencia para tu empresa.
Más información en Barcelona en el 933398687, en Madrid en el 911335831.
El Club Atlético de Madrid, junto con Vaughan, ha creado un campamento de verano donde tus hijos disfrutarán jugando al fútbol mientras aprenden inglés. Dirigido a niños y niñas de entre 8 y 15 años, en grupos de aproximadamente 10 niños por monitor. Fechas, tienes para elegir, del 18 al 24 de julio o del 25 al 31 de julio, como prefieras. Los entrenamientos tendrán lugar en las modernas instalaciones del Centro Deportivo Wanda Alcalá de Henares, sede de la Academia del Atlético de Madrid. Y el alojamiento será en habitaciones individuales con baño privado en el Colegio Mayor Aquinas, en la ciudad universitaria de Madrid. Ven a aprender inglés con el campeón de liga, el Atlético de Madrid, y el campeón del inglés, Vaughan. Llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Inglés y fútbol, con Vaughan y el Atleti.
Everybody, and welcome to the Drive Time Show. It's your friend Kyle here. Hello, everybody. How you doing? How's everybody doing today? It is, what is this, Thursday? Yeah, it's Thursday, everybody. We have a wonderful Drive Time Show for you today, and we are live also on Twitch with our friends there on Twitch. We're live. We're also going to be live in the Facebook group called English with Kyle as soon as I can get that thing started up. We've got plenty to talk about. Skateboarding will make its debut in the Olympics this year.
Phenomenal.
Exactly. So we'll talk a little bit about skateboarding in the Olympics, making its debut. Also, we're going to hear some facts about the moon. La luna, the moon. So I'm going to tell you some interesting facts about the moon. We got history, we got grammar, we got pronunciation. We have lots to talk about. So anyway, let's get it started. My name is Kyle Miller, and welcome to Drive Time.
Welcome to Drive Time with Kyle Miller.
Everybody, welcome to the Drive Time Show. Sorry for the false start there. Sorry for the start, Kyle. I was shaky. A little bit shaky, everybody, getting things started as I was trying to set up the live stream. The live stream. And we are now live, everybody. We're live on Facebook. the English with Kyle group on Facebook, and we are also live on we're live on Twitch as well. You can join the fun here on Twitch whenever you want. The account there, of course, is Vaughn Radio. Vaughn Radio, which is a perfect name for this particular feed. Vaughn Radio. We have a bunch of people joining us already. Yolanda, lots of the usuals there. We got Yolanda, we have Olivia, we got Kubla, we got John Connor. I'm looking for John Connor. He's in the house. We got him. Juan Connor is with us. We've got Jules German is with us. And plenty others. So join the fun over here on Twitch. If you want to participate in the show, you can get in on the action. Let's get it started, everybody, by jumping into the warm-up gym.
The warm-up gym. Warm-up gym.
Warm-up gym, everybody. Here we are. Here we are. Calentando motores.
Ahí vamos.
Ahí vamos. Eso es. We're starting things off here as I adjust. Los ajustes, right? Adjusting the cameras. Come on into the studio, everybody. Join us on Twitch. Why not? What are you waiting for? Anyway, let's start with a few sentences of translation. ¿Qué les voy a decir a mis amigos? What am I going to tell my friends? Oye, ¿qué les voy a decir a mis amigos?
Son unos señores.
Well, what am I going to tell my friends?
¿Creen que tengo un hijo tonto?
Es muy triste, ¿no? Actually, the sentence was, creerán
que tengo un hijo tonto.
Oh, no. Terrible.
Put up your dude.
They'll think I have a stupid son. Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Number 3. ¿Quieres que piensen eso? ¿Quieres que piensen eso? Do you want them to think that? Do you? Tino, do you want them to think that?
He says, hombre, no. ¿Qué va?
Paso están.
Antes eras buen estudiante. Antes eras buen estudiante, hombre. You used to be a good student.
Es que no entiendo.
Exactly, no. You used to be a good student. Antes eras. You used to be. Used to plus infinitive for the past, right? Used to plus infinitive for the past. If you're talking about accustomed to, then it's used to get used to, and to be used to. Eso es otra cosa que no tiene nada que ver. When we're talking about the past form, it's used to followed by the infinitive. And as John Connor says, but not anymore. But not anymore. Now, also student, not pupil. I don't like that word pupil. It's not, the pupil is the middle of the eye. The pupil is the part that dilates. If it gets really bright or if it gets really dark, the pupil gets bigger or smaller. It dilates the pupil, that part of the eye. How do you say that in Spanish, Tino? Pupil. Pupila. Oh, I like that. Pupila. Cierre mi pupila. No? My pupil is closing. Everybody? Pupil. Pupil. Pupil in English. That is a pupil. For me, estudiante, alumno, student. Just use student, guys. This is what I recommend. Okay? Antes conseguías buenas notas.
You used to get good grades. Antes conseguías buenas notas. Yeah, qué pena. Antes sí, pero ahora no. ¿Qué pasó, Tino? What happened? You used to get good grades. Good grades, we say. Notas. We don't say notes. Notes would be like apuntes, no? Notes. No. You used to get good grades. Right? Ya no haces ningún esfuerzo. Qué pena. You don't make an effort anymore. Ya no. You don't make an effort anymore. Un esfuerzo, an effort. And remember, we always say to make an effort, not to do an effort. I've never done an effort in my life. Nada, nunca, en mi vida. I've never done an effort, but I always make an effort. I always make an effort. You don't make an effort anymore. Antes sí, pero ya no. Not anymore. You don't make an effort anymore.
Es difícil, ¿sabes?
¿Qué hemos hecho para merecer esto? ¿Qué hemos hecho? What have we done to deserve this? Come on. What have we done to deserve this?
Increíble de la vida.
Well, yeah, I know. It's incredible, right? What have we done to deserve this? Yo tenía grandes planes para ti. Grandes planes. Yo tenía grandes planes para ti. I had big plans for you. Big plans. Kyle Guzman says, good plans. Sorry, great plans. Yeah. I would say big plan. We had big plans. I had big plans for you. Te iba a conseguir un buen empleo. I was going to get you a good job. Yeah.
Me equivocado de producto y...
Well, I was gonna get you a good job. What happened? I don't know. I was going to. Iba a. I was going to get you a good job. Te iba a asegurar tu futuro. I was going to assure your future. I was going to. I was going to assure your future. ¿Qué va a pensar el señor Smith? What is Mr. Smith going to think? What is Mr. Smith going to think? ¿Qué va a pensar el señor Smith?
No tengo ni idea.
Yeah, we don't know. No sabemos. Why, we don't know. What is Mr. Smith going to think? Going to think. ¿Cómo se lo voy a decir? How am I going to tell him? How? How am I going to tell him? I don't know. All right, guys, we are live on... Where are we live, Kyle? We are live on Twitch today. We are also live on Facebook. People say, oh, Facebook. I love Facebook. Right? The group, my free Facebook group, is called English with Kyle, and I'm streaming into it right now.
Killing me,
I think everybody is in the Facebook group, though. Is everybody in the Facebook group? No cuesta nada. And you can come right into the studio with us and join us. And I'll be sharing some extra content in there as well, as I often do. Special videos, different content. And we'll be doing more things there as well. It's called English with Kyle. Y no cuesta nada. And the same with Twitch, where you can join the fun on the account, which is called Vaughn Radio. Baugan, as they call it here in Spain. Baugan Radio. Vaughn Radio. Okay. Let's do two more sentences. Dos frases más. Are you ready? Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Me puse a temblar. que me puse a temblar.
¡Cobarde!
Bueno. I started shaking. Me puse a temblar. I started shaking. Woof. Now you could also say, I started to shake. You could say it either way. With the verb to start, it's funny. With the verb to start, you can use to plus infinitive, or you can use the gerund, the ing, right? I started to shake. But let's look at the other verb. Let's look at the opposite, which is to stop. If I say, I stopped shaking. So I started shaking, and then a few minutes later, I stopped shaking. But if we say, I stopped to shake, grammatically it works, but it means something else. Eso es parar para hacer otra cosa. I stopped driving. I stopped to get gasoline. I stopped in, and, you know, I stopped in Zaragoza. I stopped to get gasoline. I stopped in Cuenca. I stopped to buy a sandwich. Okay? I started shaking. All right? I started to shake. That means the same. I started driving. I started to drive. Here we go. So I said I would do one more. Otra. Otra. All right. One more. One more. Here we go. Okay. No hemos cambiado ni una sola coma. We haven't changed a single comma. My gosh. We haven't changed. Tino, we haven't changed a single comma. Not a single comma. How do you say una coma in English? A comma. ¿Y el punto? Period. At the end of a sentence, a period. Or as sometimes British people say, a full stop. Porque pares completamente. It makes sense. It's full stop. Period. Dot. Dot the I. Also point. There are a lot of ways to say this. A point, if it's point 2.5. Dos y media. 2.5. 2.5. Okay? So there you have it. How do you say dos puntos? Amigo, do you know that one? Remember that one? We say colon. 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 Like Cristóbal o la plaza y su plaza, ¿no? Colón. Bueno, se escribe así, pero es otra cosa. In English, of course, Colón would be Columbus. Christopher Columbus, that guy who went to America and got a lot of credit, even though other people were there 500 years before he was. But people liked it, right? But people like to say that he was the first one that he went to. Yeah, he was there early. He was there a long time ago, but he didn't discover America. But anyway, folks, it's time to move on. I don't want to offend anyone by saying that Christopher Columbus didn't discover America. I could make some people angry, even though he didn't, because the Leif Erikson, right, Tino? Leif Erikson was over there in Canada like 500 years before. It's true. The Vikings, los vikingos, they were there. Anyway, folks, let's move on.
Drive time phrasal verb.
All right. It's the drive time phrasal verb. Drive time phrasal verb to cut down on. To cut down on is to reduce your consumption of something. I'm trying to cut down on my sugar. I'm trying to cut down on my coffee. Actually, that's not true. I'm trying to cut down on my sugar. Bueno, recortar, ¿no? Reducir. Consumo de algo. Kyle Guzman is cutting down on carbohydrates. All right, guys, what are you trying to cut down on? Tell me. Twitter, Twitch, Facebook, Instagram, whatever. I'm on everything right now. Estoy más conectado que Vodafone. No sé. I'm hooked up, everybody. I'm on every channel right now. Twitch. We're live on Facebook, English with Kyle. You can hit me on Instagram. I'm Kyle Miller. Twitter. I'm Kyle Miller. Pick a platform, and we're live, basically, right now. Vaughn Radio, of course, but you can write in and tell me, what are you trying to cut down on to reduce your consumption? Now, I'm drinking a lot of water. I'm not trying to cut down on water, because water is very good for you, right? So what are you trying to cut down on? English with Kyle members in the Facebook group, what are you trying to cut down on? Fran says, I'm trying to cut down on sugar. Yeah, good one. Kubla is trying to cut down on lettuce. Really? Do you eat too much lettuce? He says, es problemático. Como demasiado lechuga. Hay que dejarlo. I mean, anything is bad if you eat too much of it. But I think you'd have to eat a lot of lettuce for it to become problematic. Virginia says, I tried to cut down on chocolate. She used the past tense there. But what happened, Veronica? To cut down on. Hadri says, I'm trying to cut down on Coca-Cola. Meh. Yeah. To cut down on, to reduce consumption. I almost bought a Coke today, but I didn't. I restrained myself. Kubra is trying to cut down on cauliflower. All right. Cauliflor. I mean, that's a strange one to cut down. I'm trying to eat more cauliflower. It's very healthy, isn't it, Tino? Tina says, yeah, cauliflower, broccoli, those are good things. Cauliflower is very healthy, says Hadri. Yes, it's true. To cut down on, everybody, to cut down on. Now, I don't know if I can't see the comments on Facebook, unfortunately, because of the way it is. That's the way it is, folks. Anyway, there you go. So our drive time phrasal verb today is to cut down on.
Here's what's going on for me.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Right on. All right. What's going on, everybody? What's que está pasando? What's going on? What's going on? The way this one works, we play a little track. Una pista. Vamos a poner una pista. We're going to play an audio track, and it's up to you to guess, adivinar, to guess. Well, not just guess, tell me. Maybe you know exactly what it is, and I want you to tell me what is happening, okay? I want you to explain. I want you to tell me what's going on. Okay, now without giving you any hints, without any, sin ninguna pista ni nada, let's hear the track and then we're going to talk about it. All right, let's hear it.
I just got into it because it really felt great doing weight training. I did it for soccer, you know, and like a lot of soccer players do weight training to strengthen their legs. And I think I fell in love with the weight training, or with the feeling of being strong and being big and all that. And I wanted to win Mr. Universe. And it was a dream that I had when I was 15 years old. And it's a dream that a lot of kids have. And that's what the film Pumping Iron is about a dream that kids have. And they make it come true in a film. You know, you can see that. And that's what I did.
Ah. Okay. So he's talking about, he says, that's what I was trying to do in the film Pumping Iron. And he's talking about weight training, levantando pesas. Tino, do you know who this is? Well, Tino knows who it is. He put the track on, hombre. He says, claro que sí, hombre. He knows this one. And let's see who, Fran says, it's Richard Vaughn. I'll tell him you said that. No, this one is not Richard Vaughn. It's someone, this person was born, a lot of people think he was born in Germany, but he wasn't born in Germany. He was born in Austria. Austria. And he's a very interesting guy, a politician. He was a politician. He was an actor. He is an actor still, I guess. And of course, before all of it, he was a professional bodybuilder. Bodybuilder and a Mr. Universe champion. So he's talking about lifting weights, and he says how he got into it. He got into it to train for soccer. Football, right? To build his leg strength. He got into it, then he got hooked on it. Enganchado, hooked on bodybuilding and weightlifting.
No!
And then the next thing, exactly. And then the next thing, you know, de repente ya está, yeah, there he is in all these competitions, right? So I think we should hear it. Can we hear it one more time, Tino?
I just got into it because it really felt great doing weight training. I did it for soccer, you know, and like a lot of soccer players do weight training to strengthen their legs. And I think I fell in love with the weight training, or with the feeling of being strong and being big and all that. And I wanted to win Mr. Universe. And it was a dream that I had when I was 15 years old. And it's a dream that a lot of kids have. And that's what the film Pumping Iron is about a dream that kids have. And they make it come true in a film. You know, you can see that. And that's what I did.
Yeah. So he said it's about a dream that a lot of kids had in becoming Mr. Universe or an Olympian or a professional weightlifter. And let's see. We got Kublai says weight training, soccer players strengthening their legs. Mr. Universe, it's Arnold speaking. And that's right. The Austrian Oak, says Kublai. Hadri says Arnold Schwarzenegger. Olivia says Schwarzenegger. That's true. The best bodybuilder of all time, according to Hadri. I think quite possibly. And there you have it, folks. It was indeed Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Ah, vale.
Yeah, exactly. Arnold, I'll be back. Arnold Schwarzenegger talking about bodybuilding and weightlifting. 7-time Mr. Olympia. Wow, I didn't know that. That's impressive. Yeah, 7-time. Impressive. So there you go, folks. That is today's What's Going On. What's going on? We're going to take a break, everybody, but we'll be back. And there'll be plenty more going on right after this. We have a short break, and we're going to come back and learn an interesting expression. Ooh, me encanta. Yeah, an interesting expression that you can use, a very practical one after this. Also, skateboarding will make its Olympic debut in the Tokyo Games. We'll tell you a little bit about that as we get ready for the Olympics coming up in a few weeks. Grammar, history, pronunciation, and more. Lots to talk about. Stay with us, everybody. Don't touch that dial.
Los profesionales de su empresa no comunican eficazmente en inglés, su empresa no necesita clases de inglés. Su empresa necesita una solución y la necesita urgentemente. Muchas son las empresas españolas que despilfarran el dinero contratando clases de inglés a diestro y siniestro. Café para todos y resultados para nadie. Dominar el inglés requiere enfoque, esfuerzo y un plan. En Baugen Empresas tenemos un plan hecho a medida para su empresa. No nos interesa vender clases. Nos interesa conseguir soluciones. Y para ello, tenemos un apasionado equipo de profesores formados meticulosamente en el método Vaughan. Llama al 911-335831. 911-335831. Su empresa necesita una solución y la necesita urgentemente.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura 3 meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class. And the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about Trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughn teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at GrupoVaughan.com.
Sin prisa pero sin pausa. This is the Spanish expression that I use when people ask me what they should do with their children concerning English. Sin prisa pero sin pausa. The target date for English mastery is age 23. Children and adolescents don't need English, really, until they reach adulthood, until they finish their studies and start looking for their first job. This is usually at the age of 23. If they don't know English well at this point, they are in trouble. They have a problem, an important problem. If they don't know English well at the age of 23, when they enter the labor market, they will probably never reach a decent level, a good working level of English. So, as a mother or father, you need to make sure that your children gain a good command of English by the age of 23 at the latest. This means that when the child is born, you have 23 years to solve the problem. Are you capable of solving a problem if you have a 23-year window to solve it? I hope so. Here in Vaughn Systems, we provide kids, children, with dynamic verbal access to English starting at the age of 4. We expose the children to the native sound of the language, and we work especially hard to promote effective listening comprehension and to make the language fun and attractive for the children. Entrust your children to us, little by little, slowly but surely, sin prisa pero sin pausa. We will transform them into bilingual adolescents and prepare them for age 23. Contact Vaughan Jr.
Más información sobre la línea Junior de Vaughan Systems en el teléfono 91-133-5832. 91-133-5832.
Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833.
El Máster en Inglés Profesional te ofrece este programa.
Everybody, we're back with the Drive Time Show. Now, for those of you who can hear this song, we are live with the tune. This is a song called The Logical Song. It's a band called Supertramp. Now, Tramp is not no es trampa. No, es otra cosa. But Supertramp, and the album that came out in 1979 was called Breakfast in America. And this one... This one went to number 7 in America. The song went to number 7 in America, number 6 in the UK. And why am I playing it on this day? Well, it's the birthday today of Rick Davies, who's the vocalist and keyboardist with Supertramp. And in 1979, he had a hit single with this song. And also number 1 in the UK and number 3 album in America, Breakfast in America. And Davies is the only member of Supertramp to have been with the group for their entire history and has composed many of their well-known songs, including Goodbye Stranger and the song Bloody Well Right. So there you go. Now, this group formed in London when Rick Davies broke up his band. His band was called The Joint. And he put an ad in a UK music paper looking for musicians to form a band. The group was financed by a Dutch millionaire I got a guy named Sam Mizgays. Come on, Mizgays. And this guy put up the money after seeing Davies play at this bar called The Joint. And he signed with A&M Records, and they released their first album in 1970. They also played at the Isle of Wight Festival that year as well. And the investor pulled his financing away in 1972, and the band settled on a new lineup with just Davies and Roger Hodgson remaining from the original group. The third album came out called Crime of a Century. It was a breakthrough, number four in the UK, on the strength of the song Dreamer. Dreamer, da-da-da-da-dee-dee. Remember that song, Dreamer? And Bloody Well Right. Bloody Well Right to me. Now, in 1979, Super Tramp became one of the most successful bands in America thanks to this record that exploded the country, across the country. And Davies was a bit less enthusiastic about California. He spoke negatively about California. He said moving to America allowed them to make a lot more income, as they would have been heavily taxed in England. So I guess he liked America, but I guess he didn't like California in particular. I don't know. But anyway, very famous. And a classic. There you go. And that was the band Supertramp. We are live, everybody. I was trying to, Tino's been in here working away and giving us some audio, and I appreciate that, Tino. So when we have more jingles and such going on, we can patch it into the phone, as we're live on Instagram now as well. Instagram, en serio? Yeah, we're live on Instagram. I'm Kyle Miller is a name on Instagram. You can join the fun. Join the party at I'm Kyle Miller. And also, we are live once again on Twitch. Twitch. Vaughn Radio is the channel. Anyway, there you have it, folks. Let's take a look at our expression of the day. Expression of the day. All right, the expression of the day. Our expression of the day today is to come through. To come through. Now, of course, through can be a través de, to pasar, a través de algo, to go through something, to come through the door. But no, that's not what I mean. To come through means to succeed. And to provide the desired outcome. So imagine you have your star player, and you're going in. You know, imagine soccer, football, as you say around here. You're going into penalties, and you put. We need Ronaldo. We send in Ronaldo, and he scores. He's, oh man, he came through for us. He came through. He did what he was supposed to do. He achieved it. He did it. He came through for us. To come through. To succeed. To provide the desired outcome. To come through. To come through. Okay? So there you have it. That's our expression of the day, to come through. Tino always comes through, right? He delivers. He does it. We got a problem. We need someone to solve it. And Tino, he came through. He did it. He does it every day over here. He comes through. When you need him, he comes through. Expression of the day.
Trending topics.
Trending topics. Just like that, it's time for our trending topic. Oh my gosh, what are people talking about now? Well, it seems people are talking about skateboarding. Skateboarding? What do you mean, Kyle? Well, people are talking about skateboarding because skateboarding will make its Olympic debut at the Tokyo Games next month. The competition will be held at the Arike Urban Sports Park. Yeah. Now, the competition, there's two types. There's going to be two types of skateboarding at the Olympics. Two types. Dos tipos, folks. Park skateboarding and street skateboarding. Now, the park competition has two rounds, preliminary rounds or prelims, and finals. Okay. In the prelims, 20 skateboarders will compete in four heats, right? Four occasions, let's say. Or like five, circuits, let's say, of five skaters. The first eight skaters from the combined ranking of the heats will progress to the finals. In each round, the skater's best of three 45-second runs count as their final round score. Five judges use a 0 to 100-point scale. The highest and lowest scores for each run are dropped, and the remaining three scores are averaged to two decimal places, resulting in the final run score. Kind of complicated, isn't it? That's what they call park street skateboarding. Park skating, folks. Now, you also have street skateboarding at the Olympics coming up. Street. En la calle. En la calle. The street competition is made up of two rounds. Once again, prelims and finals. In the prelims, there'll be 20 skaters. Four heats of five skaters. The first eight skaters will progress to the finals. This sounds a lot like the same. It sounds the same thing. Yes, similar, I guess. In each round, the skaters' four highest points. Yeah, the four highest scores will be added to create their final score. So I guess they get to discard one. Anyway, I don't know enough about skateboarding. Tino, do you know a lot about skateboarding? Here, this is a classic case of us not knowing enough about skateboarding. Lo siento, amigos, but I have to learn. I have to learn a bit more about skateboarding, but it's coming up at the Olympics. And we should probably bring back, remember when we did the Olympic update, Tino? Do you remember that? We should probably do that. Do people love the Olympic Games? Let me know. Let me know on Instagram or on Twitch. Do you love the Olympic Games? Tell me, what do you think? What are your favorite events of the Olympics, the Summer Olympics that are coming up? No spectators because of COVID. It's kind of a crazy occurrence, but it is what it is, folks. But skateboarding is coming to the Olympic Games. Interesting. Now, if you're anything like me, you love facts, right? I love them. Tino loves them. We love facts. So let's take a look at a section we call And That's a Fact.
And that's a fact.
All right, folks, it's time to talk about the moon. The moon? En serio? Yeah, the moon. It's time to talk about the moon because we have some facts for you today about the dark side of the moon. El lado oscuro de la luna. No, not the Pink Floyd album. One of the greatest selling albums ever, Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd. But the idea of a dark side of the moon is a myth, in fact. Es un mito. It's not like there's a dark side. It's just that there's part that doesn't, the sun doesn't reach it, right? The sun doesn't reach it, or we can't see it. That's all it is. Both sides of the moon see the same amount of sunlight, but only one face of the moon is ever seen from Earth. Now, this is because the moon rotates around on its own axis in exactly the same time it takes to orbit the Earth. Meaning the same side is always facing the Earth. The side facing away from the Earth has only been seen by spacecraft. Or by people on a spacecraft. Isn't that interesting, right? You're going around. You're looking out, and the moon is orbiting, and so we're always seeing that same side, which is why we see the man in the moon. We see that same side. So only astronauts that have gone around to the other side have seen the back of it, or the other side. Interesting. Now, the rise and fall, as we know, the rise and fall of the tides on the Earth are caused by the moon. There are two bulges in the water in the Earth due to the gravitational pull that the moon exerts. So the moon is going around and it's pulling the water. So the water approaches the moon and it creates the tides. Las mareas. Which is fascinating, really, because we rely on the tides. We rely on the tides for a lot of things, for fishing, for moving, creating wind and refreshing the earth, tides coming in and going and washing the beaches, and all this stuff is only possible because of the moon. I mean, we're lucky. Imagine if we didn't have a moon, Tino, right? The night would be so dark. There'd be no tides. We'd have a lot of trouble. Another fact about the moon is that it's drifting away from Earth. It's moving about a little bit less than 4 centimeters away from Earth every year. Did you know that? 3.8 centimeters. So every year, the Earth is 3.8 centimeters further away. Now, it's estimated that this will continue for about 50 billion years. And then the moon will be taking around 47 days to orbit the Earth instead of 27.3. Interesting. Now, as we know as well, a person would weigh much less on the moon. The moon has much weaker gravity than Earth because it's a smaller mass, so you'd weigh about 1/6 of your weight on Earth. So this is why these lunar astronauts can jump so high and so far when they're on the surface of the moon. It's also worth noting that the moon has no atmosphere. This means that the surface of the moon is unprotected from cosmic rays, meteorites, solar winds, and has huge temperature variations. A lack of atmosphere means that no sound can be heard on the moon. And the sky always appears black. Interesting. Very interesting. Now, the moon also has quakes. We can't say earthquakes because it's not the Earth. Moonquake. Yeah, or quakes. They're caused by the gravitational pull of Earth. Astronauts used seismographs on their visits to the moon and found that small moon quakes occurred several kilometers under the surface, causing ruptures and cracks. And scientists actually think that the moon has a molten core, molten like liquid, hot, just like Earth. Interesting. Very interesting. Now, the moon will be visited by man again in the near future. Within the next few years, we plan to send people to the moon. I don't know if it's going to happen. I can't make any promises. But people are apparently going to, NASA wants to send people back to the moon. Interesting. We'll have to pay attention to that and see if it happens. What do you think, Tino? Should we go back to the moon? Tino says, yeah. He says, hombre, claro. We should. It's like when I asked that question to Commander Chris Hadfield of the International Space Station, who was a guest on the Drive Time show, and it was a great show. And I did ask him about that, and he said, of course, we have to go back. The problem is it's very expensive. So we have to justify with that money. We say, well, we're going to go to the moon, everybody. People say, well, yeah, but we have people, you know, people without food, Africa, people, you know, suffering. There's a big crisis going on. So how should we, how can we justify spending on, you know, on sending people to the moon? And that's a good question. Not an easy one to answer. Not an easy one to answer. Okay. All right, everybody. I think that's kind of interesting. I think the use of the, some facts about the moon today. Let's go ahead and pull some facts out of a piece of Vaughn material in a section we call On the Same Page.
On the Same Page.
Well, I'm back to this one again. Yesterday I used a different book, but I am back to the false friends that you should know. Que deberías conocer. False friends. Now, these are, you think they're your friend, but they're really not. Because you think you know what the word means, but then, significa otra cosa. Exactly. It means something else. Okay? So, let's take a look at this one. How about ultimate? Que no significa último. No. Ultimate means máximo. Right? For example, we have, there are a lot of ways to learn English, but Vaughn Radio is the ultimate. Or Vaughn is the ultimate for helping you improve your English. Now, último would be the last. Eso es otra cosa. Last in a sequence. Último. Okay? Esta es la última vez que pregunto. This is the last time. Yeah. This is the last time I'll ask. The last time. La última vez. Tenemos que tomar la decisión final. We have to make the ultimate decision. Él acabó el último. He finished last. Qué pena. He finished last. Esta venta es la máxima prueba de tu capacidad de negociación. This sale is the ultimate test of your negotiation skills. The ultimate test. Okay, we're live on Instagram, everybody. I'm Kyle Miller is the name on Instagram. We say I'm Kyle Miller is the name there. You can join the fun on Instagram. You could also join us as we are on Twitch, and the account over there on Twitch is, of course, Vaughn Radio. Vaughn Radio, live on Twitch. So yes, ultimate does not mean the same as el último. Último is the last. Ultimate means like el máximo, the most extreme. Okay, let's see what people are saying. Born to Iron Man, you got it, Kyle. Mr. Whitfield. Oh, I think you mean Chris Hadfield. Hadfield was live on the Drive Time Show. He was indeed our favorite astronaut, commander of the International Space Station. That was quite a show. You can listen to that on YouTube as well if you missed it. If Cristobal had thought that, he wouldn't have reached the land where Liverpool lies now. That's true. Mm-hmm. Vaughn is the ultimate company to remove the English problem once and for all. I think so. This sale is the ultimate test in your negotiation skills. Mm-hmm. La prueba definitiva. Absolutely. All right, everybody. Now, before we go, we have a little challenge. Un reto. Yeah, we have a challenge for you, and I need to give out the translation for this, and we'll answer it later in the show. Let's go ahead with today's Twitter translation.
Twitter translation.
Okay, it's time for the Twitter translation. I'm going to give you a sentence in Spanish. Yo en español y tú en inglés, ¿vale? Now, if you want to participate, Tino, how can they find me on Twitter?
Encuentra a Kyle en Instagram y en Twitter.
I'm Kyle Miller.
Lo que es lo mismo, IMIL.
That's right. I'm Kyle Miller.
Porque sí.
It's my name. What can I say? I'm Kyle Miller is the name on Instagram, on Twitter. You can also participate today on Twitch. Qué suerte tenemos. Okay, ¿cómo se dice en inglés? No dijiste que trabajabas en un almacén. Actually, no, excuse me. It was a question. ¿No dijiste que trabajabas en un almacén? Oye, ¿no dijiste que trabajabas en un almacén? So tell me how to say this one in English. Tino, do you think this is an easy one? See, people at home are saying, Kyle, why are you, ¿por qué estás tan torcido así? Because I often look up and I see Tino on the screen over here. I can see him. I look over there. I can also see him here, but it's complicated, folks. Although someday we could move. We could move the camera over to there. Wouldn't that be better, Tino? That might make more sense, no? Maybe. Maybe we'll do a different angle next time. ¿No dijiste que trabajabas en un almacén? Es que no me acuerdo. Right? Es que no me acuerdo. En un almacén. Okay. Veronica says, didn't you mention... Oh, actually, no, sorry. I don't want to give the answer, folks. I don't want to give away the answer. But later on, we'll review. And we're live today. We're on Instagram. I'm Kyle Miller is the name on Instagram. The first half hour was live on Facebook, English with Kyle Facebook group. The whole show is going live on Twitch. Oh, man. Qué suerte tenemos. You're coming right into the studio today. Enjoying the whole thing. We're having a blast over here today. Now, in a moment, we're going to have to take a short break, but after the break, we're going to look at some vocabulary with our vocabulary correspondent, Tino, a little bit later on. After the break, we're also going to practice some pronunciation, and we're going to get into some history. We're going to talk about learn about the Great Flood of 1993. History, also the film March of the Penguins made its debut on this day in 2005. We'll learn a bit about that. Our famous interrogative challenge, and so much more. We've got really a lot to talk about, a lot to squeeze into the final half hour of today's Drive Time show. So, everybody, we're going to take a short break, but we'll be back. Don't worry. We'll be back in just a few minutes with plenty more of the Drive Time show. Stay with us, folks. Don't touch that dial.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
¿Sabes que ahora también puedes ver Baogan Radio en directo? Síguenos en twitch.tv/Baogan Radio.
Sí, dígame.
Ahora tu profesor Baogan desde tu casa, la oficina. Tu profesor Baogan en clases telefónicas. Ahora más fácil y cómodo. Consigue uno de los tres planes de formación en grupobaogan.com/clases telefónicas.
Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia, desde cualquier lugar. Grupos de 6 personas como máximo. Horario de mañana o tarde. Prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿Qué más quieres? Nosotros no podemos darte más facilidades. Ahora te toca a ti. Entra en grupobaogan.com e infórmate sobre nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia.
Una pausa y disfruta, mejorando, aprendiendo con tu curso trimestral por videoconferencia. Con todo el dinamismo e intensidad de una clase Vaughan en una plataforma rápida y de fácil instalación. Por fin llega tu mejor momento del día. Cursos trimestrales por videoconferencia. Haz tu reserva en el 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833.
Mucha gente nos pregunta si es posible que un método online para aprender inglés funcione de verdad. Hoy en nuestro especial Vaughan Key Points hablamos de este tema con nuestro profesor y director de innovación, Richard Brown.
La clave de nuestro método online es la motivación. Hemos diseñado un curso que realmente...